Good morning, PCCO family.
早上好 ，PCCO 家庭。
That's pretty good. Let's try it again. Good morning, PCCO family.
早上好 ，PCCO 的家人。
Very good. It is a good morning because we have the privilege to worship our living God. And as you know, the pastors and some of the leaders are on an outing down in Kentucky to enjoy some of God's creation, to enjoy some fellowship together, and to enjoy some concentrated fellowship time.
今天确实是一个非常好的一天，我们当中的牧长都去一个退休会，在肯塔基，他们也是在一起同一天去享受这样的一个很好的就是团契的关系。
So in place of them, we're going to continue with our Matthew study. We're looking at Matthew 4 together today, at the very first part of Matthew 4.
我们今天来看马太福音第四章前半部分。
We're going to be looking at these four major points.
我们会来看这四点重要的点。
Point A, those called to serve God must be tested and learn how to pass the test.
第一点，被神呼召侍奉的人必须受试探，并要学会如何胜过试探。Point
B, and this takes the major part of the text, the devil tempted Jesus to abuse his power in defiance of the Father's purpose.
第二点，魔鬼试探耶稣，叫他滥用自己的能力，藐视天父的旨意。And
thirdly, God's word can be used in a right way and it can be used in a wrong way, righteously or unrighteously.
第三点，上帝的话可能被用在正确的地方，也可能被用在错误的地方。
And then as always in the word of God, we have a word of comfort.
但是永远从上帝的话语里面带来安慰。
To those who persevere in testing, God promises the victory.
给那些在试探中坚忍的人，上帝已经应许他们得胜。
So let's take a look at our text together.
我们一起来看这段经文。
Chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 begins like this.
第一章看1到2节是这样。
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
过了40天40夜，他饿了。Now
remember, our first point is that those who are called to serve God will be tested.
我们记得第一点，我们说这些被神呼召侍奉的人必须受试探。We're
here to become sons and daughters of the living God.
这些人就是成为神的儿女的人。And
so the test is a natural way for God to prove his spirit within us.
试探是一个常常被用来，就是印证我们是属他儿女的这样的意思。Let's
take a look at a little bit of the context, the greater context.
我们看一下这个故事的背景。First
of all, Jesus has been baptized in chapter 3.
首先耶稣在第三章的时候刚刚受洗。You
know, he is beginning his ministry.
他已经开始他的侍奉。
And now, as the Spirit has come down upon him, the Spirit leads him into the wilderness.
当这个圣灵降下的时候，圣灵带着他进入了旷野。And
here, as we see in the baptism, as well as in the wilderness, God is coming forth with the concept, this is my son.
不管是在受洗的时候，还是现在受试探的时候，上帝给我们展示出一个概念，叫做
So as Jesus begins his formal ministry, he begins with a time of testing.
当耶稣开始他的侍奉的时候，他以这样的一个见证开始。
And there is a direct encounter with the evil one.
他直接的面对这些恶者。
So let's take a look at this. 40 days in the wilderness. That's a big time, isn't it?
40
days without food. That's a difficult thing, isn't it?
40天没有食物是一个非常困难的事情。
40 days to be prepared for meeting the test.
40天是来去预备他去遇见这样的一个试探。
And as you can see in the Old Testament, 40 days is a very significant concept.
我们可以看到40天其实在圣经里面是一个很重要的一个概念。
We have Noah in the flood.
诺亚和在洪水里。
We have Moses at Mount Sinai.
摩西和在西乃山。
We have the 12 spies going into the promised land.
我们有12个探子被派往迦南地。
And we have the Hebrews wandering for 40 years, 40 years in the desert, wandering, wandering, wandering all over.
我们有以色列人在旷野里面40年一直在漂流。
Remember Goliath, when they had the test, Goliath and the Philistines were coming to attack the Israelites. 40 days, Goliath came out and he cursed Israel. Come to me, fight with me.
我们记得在圣经里面，贝利士人来挑战以色列，哥利亚站出来40天的时间，一直在去对着以色列的军兵说，出来与我征战。
And then, of course, Elijah traveled to Mount Horeb for 40 days and 40 nights.
我们也有以利亚，走了40天的时间到了何烈山。
These were times of testing.
这些都是在试探当中。
In the flood, it was a time of judgment, but it was also a time of rescue.
在洪水里面，我们看到这个是受审判的时候，也是得解救的时候。
In the time of Moses, it was a time of disobedience, but it was also Moses interceding on behalf of the people.
在西乃山上，这既是摩西在代求的时候，也是以色列人在下面悖逆的时候。
And in terms of the spies, we know that 10 of them were unfaithful. 2 of them were faithful.
在去迦南地的12个探子里面，我们知道有10个是没有信心的，留2个是有信心的。
The 40 years in the desert was a time of punishment.
但是40年的旷野漂流是40年的惩罚。
But it was also a time of training for the next generation.
也是40年为下一代做训练的时候。
And of course, Goliath, when he came forth, he was threatening the people, cursing the people.
当哥利亚来去攻击、去挑衅这些以色列人民的时候，
And God brought forth a great deliverance through David and the armies.
神兴起了大卫，然后也是建立了他的军。
Even Elijah, the 40 days and 40 nights was after the power of God had come down and given him a great victory. The last one, number 6.
以利亚到何烈山40昼夜之后，神给了他一个很大的胜利。
And so he was seeking guidance, but he was also running for his life.
其实是以利亚已经得了胜利之后，然后神不仅是给他一个引导，也是让他可以逃离那个地方，到何烈山。
So testing is a natural part of God preparing this people for greater service.
这个试探看到是常常是被神用来去建立他，然后去让他更有信心。
James gives us the boundaries of temptation.
雅各给我们一个关于试探的概念。
And you can see them here.
可以看在雅各书1章13到15节看到。
Let me read this. No, let's read it in the Chinese.
我们一起读中文的。人被试探，不可说我是被神试探。 因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
So when we think of temptation, we need to understand where it comes from.
我们当思考这试探的时候，我们应该思考这试探的来源是哪里。
Does God ever tempt us?
是神 来试探我们吗？
Does he ever tempt us?
神,
yes, no.
可曾试探过我们？
No. According to the passage, he never gives us temptation.
根据这段经文，神从来没有试探过我们。
But Jesus was led by the Spirit.
但耶稣是受圣灵的引导进入旷野。
He was led into the wilderness.
他进入了旷野。
And God knew that that was going to be a time of temptation.
上帝知道那个时间，耶稣会受试探。
Especially for his precious son.
特别是上帝知道他自己的爱子。
So Jesus's temptation is a little different than ours.
所以耶稣的受试探跟我们有一些不一样。
When we're tempted, where does it come from?
当我们受试探的时候，是从哪里来的呢？
Where, Shuman? Yes, it comes from within.
是从罪来的。
Yeah, it comes from the heart.
是从我们自己里面，从我们的心。
The sinful desires start to express.
我们有罪的这样的一个欲望开始去表这个扩张出来。
Then they move into action.
就形成了我们的行动。
And the result of that?
这个行动的结果就是
is death.
死亡。
Spiritual death.
属灵的死亡。
And we see that very clearly here. So for us, the temptation that we experience is a bit different than Jesus's.
所以从我们自己那个受试探跟耶稣受试探有一些不一样。
That's okay. All right, let's go into the text proper. And we'll do it in Chinese.
我们一起读中文部分。试探你前来，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”耶稣却回答说。经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Now here the tempter is seeking to bring forth some way in which he can block the will of God. Let me start again. Jesus was called to become the Messiah.
耶稣被呼召成为那弥赛亚。
His calling included being a suffering servant.
他被呼召成为那个受苦的仆人。
And so the devil now is trying to block that purpose, that calling.
魔鬼是来去阻挡这样的一个呼召，这样的一个目的的。
He doesn't want the Son of God to fulfill his purpose.
魔鬼不希望神的孩子去完成这样的一个使命。
And so he begins with a question, if you are the Son of God,
所以魔鬼从一个问一个假设句开始说，如果你是神的儿子
，The Son of God knows who he is。
神的儿子当然知道自己是谁。
The Father knows who he is。
天父也知道他是谁。
Even the devil knows who he is。
魔鬼也知道他是谁。
But he wants to try to bring some kind of division between the Father and the Son。
但是魔鬼想要把这里面加到一个就是分隔，把天父和神的孩子中间隔开。
If you are the Son of God,
所以他说，假如你是神的儿子
，then command these stones.
那你就把这些石头，命令这些石头。
Now, did Jesus have the power to make stones into bread?
请问耶稣是否有这样的能力，把石头变成粮食物呢
？Yes, yes, no question. He had the power, but as you see in the response, he responds with the word of God.
他有这样的能力，但是我们看到，当他回应的时候，他用的是圣经回应。
It is written.
这圣经上写着说
，Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
He's referring back to the law.
他引用圣经里面的话。
You see, when the devil was in Genesis, the devil was able to trick the first Adam.
我们记得在创世纪里面魔鬼可以成功的试探亚当。
And he tempted them firstly with a fruit.
魔鬼试探亚当的时候先用的是果实。
Now he wants to trick the second Adam.
现在他想要来试探第二个亚当。
The last Adam.
最后的亚当。
The one who came to restore everything.
是那个要来复兴一切的人。
And so he uses the same tact.
他用了同样的计谋。
And he asks him, "Ah, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread."
如果你是神的儿子的话，命令这些石头变成食物。
Show us your power.
给我显示你的能力。
Meet the need of your hunger.
满足你自己的饥饿。
Jesus was not a magician.
那耶稣并不是一个魔术师。
And the magicians, that's what they did. They would take something and make it into something else.
魔术师就是做这个的，就把一个东西变成另外一个东西。
Or they would make it appear like it's something else.
或者是把这个东西变成看起来好像是另外一个东西。
And so the devil wants him to be like the world, be like a magician.
这个魔鬼就想要让耶稣好像一个魔法师一样、魔术师一样做这事情。
And he says no.
耶稣说不要。
No, we must be obedient to God.
我们必须要顺服神的旨意。
Only what the Father says, I say.
只有神说什么，我说什么。
Only what the Father does, I do.
只有神做什么，我做什么。
I must wait for His will.
我必须要等待神的旨意。
I must listen for His voice.
我必须要听神的声音。
And I must do what He calls me to do.
我必须做当神呼召我去做。
Oops. So here, as you can see, the devil was trying to get him to use his personal power in a very ungodly way.
所以我们看到魔鬼想要用耶稣的就是个人的能力去违背神的意愿。
When we are tested, we must know God's word very well.
当我们受试探的时候，我们必须要知道神的话语。
Jesus used the word of God to defend himself against the evil one.
耶稣用神的话语来去保护自己，抵挡。
That's why it's so important that we know the full counsel of God.
所以知道完整的神的话语是非常重要的。
Later in his ministry, Jesus would make bread for the people.
我们知道在后面的经文里面，耶稣确实把就变出了许多食物。
He multiplied it for the 4,000 and he multiplied it for the 5,000.
他变出食物给四千人，也变出食物给五千人。
So it wasn't that he couldn't do it.
所以不是耶稣做不了。
But it was not according to the Father's will.
只是现在并不是符合神的旨意。
So when we are tested, we must make very sure if we are obeying God or if we are obeying some other spirit.
所以我们在受试探的时候必须很清楚我们到底是在顺服神的旨意还是顺服人的旨意。
There are things that we can do for God.
确实有一些事情我们可以为神做。
And they can be done in the flesh.
但是可以是用在肉体上。
By our own strength.
用我们自己的能力，自己的力量。
Our own strong sense of will. I will do this.
其实是在用自己的一个血气的一个意愿，比方说我想要达成这样的事情。
And it may have nothing to do with true spirituality.
这件事情可能跟神的这样的属灵的旨意没有关系。
Let's go to the second portion. In Chinese.
我们一起读。魔鬼他进入圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。”
Again, we see a very similar tactic.
我们又看到魔鬼用了一个很相似的计谋。
If you are the Son of God,
如果你是神的儿子
throw yourself down,
跳下去。
But here, the devil changes his technique.
魔鬼这个地方调整了一点点。
This time, he uses the word of God to try to convince Jesus to obey.
他这次用了神的话去想要让耶稣去顺服他的心意。
He's quoting Psalm 91.
他引用的是诗篇91篇。
It's the word of God.
这是神的话呀。
It comes from the Old Testament.
旧约里面写了。
Jesus knows this is God's word.
耶稣也知道这是神的话。
So why doesn't he do it?
那为什么他不顺着神的话做呢？
Again, our second point, even the word of God can be used in a way that is ungodly.
所以我们知道尽管是神的话也有可能会被用在恶事上。
This book is a holy book, yes?
瑞智拿的这本书是圣经，对吗？
It's filled with truth.
这里面有许多真理，是吧？
It gives us the map, the spiritual map of how to live in the presence of God.
它告诉我们我们怎么活出一个属灵的生活。
It is wonderful and precious.
它非常宝贵。
But it can be used to do evil just as well as it can be used to do good. And we must remember that. That's why we need to know the full counsel of God. So that we can rightly resist the devil. So that we can rightly apply God's word. So that we can truly do those things that are pleasing to God. And here the devil was twisting the word of God in a very ungodly way.
但是这里, 魔鬼是把这个神的话语给他扭曲了, 用在一个非常不符合神心意的方式。
So what does Jesus do?
所以耶稣怎么做呢?
He looks back at the word of God. He brings forth the word of God once again to resist the devil.
所以他回到圣经里面, 再次用圣经的话语去抵挡撒旦。
This time he's quoting from chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. Last time it was chapter 8 of Deuteronomy.
这次他引用的是生命记第六章，上次引用的是生命记第八章。
But remember, Jesus had the power even to bring forth legions of angels if he wanted to.
但我们知道耶稣其实他是有能力呼召唤十二营多的天使来的。Yes,
point three. That's all right, you're doing well. Isn't he?
Yeah.
His part is much more difficult than my part. All right, so as you can see, we need to remember that Jesus had the power, he had the ability, but he knew when and when not to use it.
所以我们回想就是耶稣有这个能力, 但是他不要去这样做, 因为他是不符合神的心意的。
And so here, it wasn't a question of being like the false prophets.
所以这里面不是一个关于说他是不是一个假先知的问题。
Where you had to do some kind of powerful sign to prove that you were a prophet of God.
好像你需要去, 用一个神迹来去证明你是真的先知。
Because he wasn't a prophet.
因为这个魔鬼, 他不是,
he was more than a prophet, wasn't he?
Oh, 耶稣不是一个先知, 但是他其实是超越先知的。
He was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And so there can be no compromise.
所以, 不可能, 不需要妥协。
All right, let's go to the third passage here, passage 8 to 10.
一起读。 魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说：“你若不服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。”耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。”Now
this was most likely a vision.
这很可能是一个异象。
Because it's not possible for us to find any high, high mountain where we can see all the kingdoms of the world. And in the Bible, there are visions that are real, they are true, but it's not physical reality as we know it.
在圣经里面有的时候会出现那样一个画面，非常的真实，他确实看得见这个画面，但实际上并不是存在在真实的地上的世界里。
And remember, the Bible tells us that the devil is the prince of the air.
圣经里面讲到说, 撒旦是像那, 在空中掌权的天使。
That he has control over much of the world.
他拥有一些, 就是控制权在这个, 全世界。
But the nations are not his.
但是这些全世界并不属于他。
He influences them, he controls them, but they're not his.
他影响着这个世界, 但这个世界不属于他。
He can make the promise, but he can't keep it.
他可以承诺很多事情, 但是他没有办法实现。
Because the nations belong to God.
因为全世界属于上帝。
And only God can give that authority away.
只有上帝有这样的权柄去把这个世界。
Now Jesus is not like the political revolutionaries of his day.
耶稣并不像这个政治家一样去, ,管理。
They were hoping for a powerful ruler, a king, a general to come forth and set them free.
以色列人当时非常盼望着有一个将军或者是一个君王像一个管理者一样去把他们, 建立一个政权, 让他们自由。
And if Jesus could rule the nations, then he could be that king, that powerful leader.
所以如果耶稣能做到这一点的话，其实他就可以成为以色列心中的那位君王。
That's what the people wanted.
大家就是这么期盼着这样。
That's what the people hoped for.
人们都想要这样的一位。
But it was not God's good will and purpose.
但并不是神的心意。
Jesus was to come to be a suffering servant.
在神的心意里面，耶稣来是成为一个受苦的仆人。
He was to come to be tested in every way as we are tested.
他来是要受试探，在各种样的事情上受试探，像我们一样。
He was to come so that he could pass the test, overcome temptation.
他来受试探是为了要胜过试探。
So that you and I would not fail.
他受试探并且能胜过试探，因此我们今天受试探可以胜过。
He did it on our behalf.
他所以是跟我们一起去做。
And when he passed the test, it was as if we were with him, in him, as he did so.
所以当他胜过这个试探的时候，就好像我们跟他在一起，一起胜过这个试探一样。
Because he represented humanity.
因为他代表了整个人类。
He was the Son of Man.
他是人子。
He died a sinner.
他
a sinner's death. He died a sinner's death.
按照一个罪人的方式死了。
He did not sin, but he did die a sinner's death.
他虽然不是罪人，但是他没有犯罪，但是他按照一个罪人的方式死了。
Our sin
是带着的是我们的罪。
All of it.
所有人在场的每一个人的罪。
Past, present, future.
过去的罪，现在的罪，将来的罪。
All of it. He paid the price.
所有人的罪，所有事情的罪，他付上了代价。
And the devil wanted to keep him from that purpose.
但是魔鬼不想要让他去继续这个目的。
He wanted to prevent him from being successful.
魔鬼不想让他成功。
And so he was doing everything he could to do that.
所以他用了很多的技巧去想要阻止这件事情。
Give him wealth, give him power, give him fame internationally.
给他属于拥有全世界的财富、权力、名望。
But don't let him become the suffering servant.
就是不让他成为那受苦的。
And Jesus knows that there's only one to be worshipped.
但耶稣知道只有一个，唯一一个是去敬拜的。
There's only one to be served.
只有一个是去服侍的。
And that is the living God.
那是又真又活的神。
And so he does not compromise.
所以他没有妥协。
Let's take a look at this passage.
我们一起读。不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远。
We must learn how to do the will of God.
我们必须学会如何去顺服神的旨意。
It doesn't come to us naturally.
这不是一个很自然的事情。
It comes through testing.
是借着各样的试探得来的。
Jesus must prove his spirit in us.
耶稣必须来去借着这些事情证实我们里面的。
And so if you're hoping for a successful life,
所以如果我们再去期待一个成功的生命生活
free from problems and worries
没有任何的问题没有任何的担忧
then you don't want to be a Christian
那你不希望成为基督徒
if you're looking for everything to go well in terms of your family and your work and your relationships
如果你期待着你的家庭你的工作你的朋友你在任何的关系当中都非常好
then you don't want to be a Christian
不希望成为基督徒
because being a Christian means you're willing to do the will of God
因为作为基督徒你是要愿意去做神的旨意
and that is your primary goal
这是你最主要的目标
being a Christian means putting God first above everything else
做基督徒是把神放在最重要的优先级胜过其他任何一个事情
and when you do that if you do that there will be testing
当你这样做的时候将会有试探
The world is not sympathetic to us
世界并不同情我
Not only the world out there
不光是这个窗户外面的世界
，not only the world in here，
也不光是我们现在在做的世界
，but the world that's in here，
是在里面的世界。
We are filled with the world and the thoughts of the world and the ways of the world， and that's why the flesh is so powerful。
我们完被世界的各种各样的事情填满，我们的头脑、我们的心里面都有各样的世界的事情。
And so we must learn to be sons and daughters of the living God。
我们必须要学习如何成为。
We must learn how to love Him first and foremost。
我们必须要学习如何去爱上帝作为第一位。
And it doesn't come naturally。
而这不是一个很自然的事情。
Now in the Bible, there are three encounters between Satan and God。
在圣经里面有三次神和撒旦交锋的时候。
One in Genesis。
第一次在创世纪。
And the devil had the victory.
Yes, but not Satan 赢了
One in Job 1 and 2.
第二次是在约伯记
And the devil had partial victory.
撒旦好像也部分上有点赢
But not full victory.
但是没有完全赢
Because Job finally did follow the way of God.
因为约伯最终决定了跟随神的旨意
But here Jesus gives us complete victory.
但是这里耶稣给我们一个完整的完全的胜利
and he did it for us
而他是为我们做的
he did it in our place
他是在我们的就是带着我们一起做的
he did it because we have not the power to do it
他做了这样的胜利因为我们没有这个能力去得胜
and that's the whole concept of grace
这是整个的恩典的概念
it's a free gift to us
是一个白白的恩典给我们
And you know the devil's name, it means tempter, accuser, and slanderer, right?
我们知道撒旦的名字像试探人的、控告的、说谎的，对不对？
So he is always true to his nature.
所以他一直都是活在这样的一个本质上。
And each testing that Jesus took to himself had to do with the relationship between Jesus and the Father.
每一次魔鬼做的事情耶稣受的试探都是在关于父和子的这样的关系
Each testing that we have will have to do with trying to break our relationship with our Lord
所以我们今天每一次受的试探也是撒旦想要尝试那个就是打破我们跟神的之间的关系
Let's wrap up
十一节于是魔鬼离了耶稣有天使来伺候他
So here we have the last verse in the passage.
我们到了最后一节。
And Jesus is being ministered to by the angels.
我们天使来侍奉耶稣。
This harkens back to the whole notion of the failure of Israel.
这个概念让我们回想起整个以色列人曾经在旧约里的失败。
What the people of God failed to do again and again and again and again.Jesus did.
以色列人作为神的选民，一次又一次的失败，但是耶稣得胜。
They failed, but Jesus succeeded.
他们失败了，但是耶稣得胜了。
So it's a reversal of the course of history.
所以耶稣把这整个战斗扳回了。
And he did it so that he might be able to show us what it means to obey and fully obey the will of the Father.
他这样做让我们看见如何是真的完全的顺服神的旨意。
When we must resist the devil, there are two options.
当我们去抵挡撒旦的时候，有两个选择。
Sometimes we must stand firm and resist.
有的时候我们是要站立得稳去挡住。
Sometimes we must run for our lives.
有的时候我们是要赶快跑。
And get away.
离开撒旦。
And you must know where the temptation is coming from, how strong it is, and what to do in order to deal with it.
我们必须知道这个试探从哪儿来的，有多强烈，所以我们知道应该怎么选。
The Bible teaches us both. Sometimes we are to resist by being firm. Sometimes we are to flee from the devil.
圣经上教导我们两种都教导了我们。有的时候是告诉让我们看到我们要站得稳，抵挡住；有的时候告诉我们要赶快跑。
If you are strong within, then you can resist and stand firm.
当我们里面很坚强的时候，我们可以站立的稳挡住。
The attack is mostly from the outside.
这个试探往往是来自外在的。
If you are weak within, then you need to flee.
当我们里面非常软弱的时候，我们有的时候要逃跑。
Because the attack is from the inside.
因为这个时候那个试探往往是来自于我们里面的。
So you must discern how to deal with the devil if you're going to resist him.
所以我们必须要分辨如何去对待这个撒旦。
How do we gain wisdom and understanding?
我们怎么能得到这样的智慧，然后去就是判断这分辨这些呢？
You know the answer.
你们知道这个答案。
From the word of God, right?
从神的话语上。
This gives us the power and the wisdom and the understanding of how to rightly overcome the test.
这本圣经告诉我们，给我们智慧，给我们知识，给我们能力，让我们知道我们应该怎么样去面对试探。
So study your word every day.
所以每一天都要认真地学习神的话。
It's more important to you than physical food.
学习神的话比吃食物更重要。
It is your life source in terms of spiritual power.
这是你生命的能源的来源。
And it will enable us to know the example of Jesus and follow the example of Jesus as we should.
我们去知道耶稣是做了什么，并且跟随耶稣做。
And if and when we do this,
如果我们这样做的话，
we will have victory.
我们也会得胜。
Because the victory is in Jesus.
因为耶稣已经得胜了。
Let's go to him in prayer.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your precious word.
天父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
We thank you for how it guides us and directs us and leads us in the way of righteousness.
你用你的话语来引导我们，带领我们到这样的圣洁公义当中。
We thank you that we have the freedom in this land to study your word daily.
感谢你，我们有这样的自由去每一天去学习你的话语。
And to learn about your love and your grace and your goodness to us.
去学习你的恩典，你的良善，你一切在我们生命当中旨意。
Help us to follow the example of your son.
帮助我们去跟随去效法你的独生爱子。
To know that testing is a part of life.
知道试探是我们生活的一部分。
It makes us strong.
它试探会让我们变得更加强壮。
It proves your spirit within us.
试探证明了我们里面是有你的灵。
It fills us with a deep sense of awe in your presence.
这充满了我们，让我们可以胜过。
When the power of your spirit works in and through us again and again and again.
是让你的圣灵带领我们去得胜一次又一次。
To give us the victory.
给我们这样的胜利。
We thank you, thank you, thank you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们感谢你，感谢你，感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名。